One survivor found, Air India flight bound for London crashes minutes after takeoff with 242 aboard. By Oliver J.J. Lane on June 12, 2025. One survivor has reportedly been found in the wreckage of an Air India Boeing 787-8 that had been bound for London with 242 people aboard, including 53 citizens of the United Kingdom, which crashed minutes after takeoff in Gujarat on Thursday. A passenger flight from India to Britain crashed on Thursday morning. At the time of publication, no death toll or number of injured has been given, but the incident appears to have been very severe, with scattered wreckage spread across damaged and collapsed city buildings. It is stated the aircraft was fully fueled for a long-haul journey, which contributed to a large fire at the site of the crash. Update 1520 BST, one survivor found. Something of a miracle from the crash site in Gujarat today, as Indian police say one survivor of the flight has now been found and taken to hospital. Per the Times of India, the largest selling English language newspaper in the world, Ahmedabad City Police Commissioner G.S. Malik told them the inhabitant of 11A was found in their seat. There is no news of a total death toll otherwise, but until now police had been saying they believed everyone aboard, as well as others on the ground, had died. The plane's manifest, which was published earlier today, C-1215, lists the occupant of seat 11A as a Mr. Ramesh Biswas Kumar, traveling on a British passport. India TV News reports he said, "There were bodies all around me, there were pieces of the plane all around me. Someone took hold of me and put me in an ambulance. It all happened so quickly." The British and American governments have offered air crash investigation experts to India to help discover what went wrong with flight AI-171. The UK Air Accidents Investigation Branch, AAIB, noted because there were UK citizens aboard the crashed aircraft. Their team is accorded expert status in the Indian safety investigation under the rules of the International Civil Aviation Organization. Update 1310 BST, no survivors. Tragic news from Gujarat, as the Associated Press relates it has been told by Ahmedabad City Police Commissioner G.S. Malik that it appears there are no survivors in the plane crash, and given the aircraft landed on a residential area, some locals would have also died, suggesting the death toll will exceed 242. While it was earlier reported the jet crashed within 5 minutes of taking off, the crash site is actually only a very short distance from the end of the runway, and it is now stated the flight came down after less than a minute in the air. The captain was stated to be an experienced pilot with thousands of hours of flight time. Update 1215 BST, full passenger manifest released. In an unusual move, the Indian government has made the full passenger manifest publicly available. Per the Times of India, one of those aboard in business class was the former Chief Minister of Gujarat, Vijay Rupani of the Hindu Conservative Nationalist Bharatiya Janata Party of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Guardian cites local rescue workers who said 30 bodies have been recovered from the crash. Read the original report below. Air India said in a statement that flight AI-171 from Ahmedabad, the largest city in the state of Gujarat, to London Gatwick, was involved in an accident today after takeoff. The airline said of their manifest that 242 passengers and crew were aboard, and of them 169 were Indian nationals, 53 citizens of the United Kingdom, 7 Portuguese citizens, and 1 Canadian. The airline said the injured are being taken to the nearest hospitals. The flight was a Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner. The Times of India reports that Captain Sameet Sabharwal sounded the Mayday by radio after takeoff, and the jet had crashed into the Meghani Nagar neighborhood of Ahmedabad within 5 minutes of leaving the ground. The paper published images of the tail cone of the Boeing embedded in the roof of a building. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in a statement, "The tragedy in Ahmedabad has stunned and saddened us. It is heartbreaking beyond words. In this sad hour, my thoughts are with everyone affected by it. Have been in touch with ministers and authorities who are working to assist those affected. The story is developing, more follows."